This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC, and in this segment, we're going to find out why a billionaire came to Chattanooga to invest $100,000 in a local company. A red tour bus pulled up beside Miller Plaza. The bus sat idling near a stage where countless musicians and bands have performed. But this bus was different. No rock stars on board. Instead, Steve Case's name was emblazoned on the bus. Case is an entrepreneur. He co-founded an internet giant that made him a billionaire, a company that introduced many of us to the World Wide Web.
We've spent over $1 billion to create the world's largest high-speed network. Now with 56K, connections are faster than ever.
It's fast.
If you have a phone line, you can go online.
America Online, so easy to use, no wonder it's number one.
You've got mail.
Steve Case stepped down as the CEO of America Online more than 15 years ago and started an investment firm named Revolution. The firm seeks out companies beyond traditional business centers like Silicon Valley. That's why Case and a team of investors are traveling around the country on the big red tour bus.
There really are entrepreneurs all across the country.
This is Case speaking to reporters at Miller Plaza.
And venture capitalists shouldn't just invest in companies in places like Silicon Valley. They should get on planes and visit Chattanooga and some of the other cities we've visited because there's going to be some breakout successes over the next decade.
What Case and his entrepreneurial team are doing is called the Rise of the Rest Tour, like help cities and businesses beyond Silicon Valley rise up. They're doing it Shark Tank style, hosting pitch competitions.
I will now tell you the winner.
Case stood on stage inside the Waterhouse Pavilion at Miller Plaza, addressing a crowd that had just watched eight local startups compete. Each company made a four-minute presentation. Case and his team selected one for a $100,000 investment.
FreightWaves.
FreightWaves is in the transportation industry. During his pitch, the CEO, Craig Fuller, noted how important this industry is to Chattanooga.
80% of the freight in the United States travels through the roads and highways that make up this region.
FreightWaves helps trucking companies be more efficient using data and analytics. They give insights into how weather, economic activity, technology, and regulations change freight markets.
If we can go out and track every single shipper location and how long on average trucks are actually at the docks, and that information we use to create transparency so that drivers can plan their lives better.
Their website, FreightWaves.com, is actually a news site for trucking and transportation, a way to publicize what they're learning and doing with freight futures and data. Very popular for people into that sort of thing.
No one reads freight futures news sites. I mean, it's boring, right? But we knew that people wanted to understand technology, the electric trucks, autonomous trucks, what Tesla's doing. They needed broader information, and we had really good instincts about what people on people's mind, and so we went out and started writing about it, and it just blew up. So it was an accidental success, I would say.
Fuller says FreightWaves will use their $100,000 winnings to add jobs, with 40 new employees planned for this year. As for the other seven companies that competed in the Rise of the Rest pitch competition but didn't win, they could benefit anyway. They're companies like Infinity, which creates smart dorms at colleges, and Sky Nano, which creates economical carbon nanotubes, and Branch Technology, which 3D prints building materials. Even though those companies did not get a Rise of the Rest investment, they still got to stand up in front of hundreds of people at Miller Plaza. Free publicity, basically, as David Hall explains. Hall is a member of Case's Rise of the Rest investment team.
The winner is always super happy, but the other seven finalists often get new employees, new investors. We hope a lot of people sign up and become customers of some of these companies' products and services. So we hope that it's sort of an amplifier of the entire effort through these eight finalists that we think are great examples of the best that Chattanooga's tech ecosystem has to offer.
For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.